Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Today I'm happy to welcome Ashley Laura of Emmaus Main Street Partners and Michael Irwin, the chair of the Chamber Group. Emmaus is such a great little place, but it's not so little anymore.
No, it's definitely been growing. Even in the past 2 months, I'd say we've done a ton of ribbon cuttings for new businesses moving in, businesses moving around and just finding their home on Main Street, whether it's Main Street or even Chestnut Street.
Fantastic. Ashley, you have been there now for almost a year.
Yes, I'll be celebrating 1 year at the end of the month.
Congratulations. What were the biggest challenges for you when you came into the Emmaus Chamber?
I'd say getting the community to trust me. There'd been a lot of turnover in this position just because there are long hours. And also Emmaus is just a very tight-knit community that quote-unquote outsiders may not be welcome, or it's just hard to get into that group. But through a lot of time, I went to tons of meetings and really established myself as a trustworthy source. I got to know these people and see their dedication to the community. So I'd say getting them on my team, it was a ton of time. We would go to borough council meetings. We would go to Historical Heritage Alliance meetings, all different types of things. There's a lot going on, so it's a lot of time, but it's a lot of fun.
The borough of Emmaus has roughly 12,000 people.
Yes.
That's a lot of people you get to know.
Yes.
Around how many businesses are there?
Well, our membership is around 200 businesses. I feel like we're pretty popular with the businesses, but there are more that aren't part of this. But there's so many new businesses in the last few years starting that are new members. And so it really helped with Ashley of bringing in these new voices. So she wasn't just the only new person coming in who wanted to stand up and change things or be more involved or make more activities for the community. So the position's for 2 years. You're vice chair for 2 years, then you become chair for 2 years. And at that point, you know, hopefully you've already been involved with the committees. You're pretty familiar with the different activities we do every year and the people on the committees. And so when you do go in for your new chair for the next 2 years, you want to have some focus that's going to maybe set your time as chair apart. And a big part of our focus is going to be just involvement, because there are so many people who really want to do this kind of community-based activities, events on the weekends, have a good place that, you know, everybody from a family to people without kids can go to. And so it's been really encouraging to be part of this and see it grow so fast, and we just want to keep getting more involvement. You know, we have a lot of people that come on committees that don't have any kind of retail aspect. They don't really talk to customers, but they've just got this energy. And when they join these, like our Farewell to Summer Festival, you know, these turn into real events with 3,000-4,000 people that come downtown and celebrate with us. And you really can't believe how many people you know throughout the community that way. So
you're new blood to the chamber. You are a builder by trade?
Yeah, I have a specialty construction company that did very little in the Lehigh Valley. So I've spent the last 30 years in the Lehigh Valley, had almost no community involvement until about 5 years ago.
Why now?
I became a dad, which is a big part of wanting to get involved with, you know, you start to already know people in the community from being a parent, and you want to make those things better, and you want to set an example of how to be local and how to work with other small business people and have that same sense of community. And Emmaus really has a sense of community. You know, it's growing in a way that doesn't feel like it's growing from all outsiders. It's growing from the people that live there, you know, and work and patronize other businesses than their own, you know. So, you know, I meet Rob from License to Grill, and I see him down at Funk or Yurgi's, or I see him at another restaurant in town, and we, most of our meetings are at those businesses. And so you just really start to not even feel like you're part of a board. You feel more like, yeah, I'm just a group of friends who get together and, you know, plan fun things to do.
Was it hard to recruit a person like Michael?
Well, I can't take credit for recruiting Michael to be chair, but no, I think that because of how active the community is, there are tons of people who want to be very involved and want to make changes. Sometimes it's hard for them to give their time, so in that aspect, he's very unique in that he's willing to give his time with us. But we do have a lot of people who are very passionate about bettering the community. So we have good interest in the board.
What do you see happening in the next year?
Well, we just recently had our planning session, so we're trying to have consistent events every month just to establish, like, if you wanted to come down on a Friday night, that there was going to be something happening. And each of the businesses in town have their own things happening, but we're going to try to unite all of that, so have something every month, build everything up bigger. We have annual events that consistently happen, but just seeing how we can make them better, growing them. I'd say also just uniting the business owners. A lot of them have maybe worked in the community but don't necessarily interact with one another, so creating platforms where they can get to know each other, like mixers or just networking, something more informal.
Do the people in Emmaus know how important the chamber is?
I don't think so, but we're working on it. Like, this specifically is a great opportunity for us to come in. Our partnership with the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber is exactly why we're here today talking on the air about Emmaus. And every day we try to live out why it's a good partnership, talk about all the advertising and marketing benefits.
Last week we had Tony and Frank in to talk about the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. How do you interact with the larger organization, the umbrella organization?
So there are a bunch of different kind of departments, if you will. We have like our membership team, so they will come with me on membership kind of sessions. So we'll go around Emmaus, visit either current members, people who used to be members, potential members. So we'll work with them in that aspect. We have a marketing team who puts out the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber Facebook messages and posts. We have the Connection magazine. So in that aspect, we work with them to kind of compile everything and extend our reach.
One thing that's nice with the Greater Chamber is when we do events, they send an army down to help us. So we'll get either interns or other staff members or people from different departments that come down, and you really start to know them, and they come down with the same excitement that our local people have. So you get to know that when we go to do Farewell to Summer, that we're also going to have five or six people from the Greater Chamber who are down there, and it's second or third year of doing it, and they're familiar with people. So I think there is a real local synergy that we have with the Greater Chamber. It doesn't feel like a big group that we're not part of.
Yeah. I mean,
we really work with them a lot.
Now, Michael, you're a business owner. You also have another business, which is printing.
Yeah, I have vinyl press. In my construction company, we do a lot of graphics, installation graphics for a lot of luxury brands. So we're constantly printing and making wayfinding signs, interior graphic images. So we tried to branch into a local footprint of some measure, and it's tough to do as printing companies are very competitive right now. But in the local community, we've started doing custom apparel, trying to work with the local sports teams, all the local communities, trying to find some way to bridge that and feel involved with people that way. So
you're a member of the chamber, obviously. Could you talk to me about the benefits of being a chamber member, as a member and as a director manager?
So we have a list, an almost black and white list of advertising and marketing benefits that people get with chamber membership. So it's things like a free ad in the morning call within the first 6 months of joining, free radio spots, opportunity to be listed on our website, which is just another way to have your business populate online. So it's things like that, just to get your name out there. But then also, you have community liaisons, so like my position, but then all across the entire Lehigh and Northampton counties and even up through the Poconos, you have these people who are so ingrained in their community that they can act as resources for you if you're looking to do something with the local government or anything like that. We're liaisons and resources for them. And then also there's a lot of networking events and informational events. So there's the Women's Business Council, LGBTQ Council. There's just tons of ways that people can get involved. There's something for every single person, no matter how you identify or what you're interested in. There could be free networking events or ticketed informational events like the Women's Summit. There's something every day. There's no excuse for you not to be involved, basically.
As a business owner?
What first got me involved was healthcare. We went with the chamber, and they had a market that helped us get healthcare because I'm a small business, and it's difficult and costly.
Wait, that's a big benefit.
It was a benefit, yeah, and it was something most people didn't know about. In fact, I had no knowledge, and I didn't even understand the association with the chamber when we first looked. I was just looking for an alternative to some of the high cost programs we've been involved with. Once I got involved just a little bit, someone had mentioned getting a ribbon cutting done and through the chamber, and it's another one of these events where they come out in full force and all these other small businesses show up to support you on your ribbon cutting and kind of give you a, I don't know, a structure that you feel like, hey, I'm part of something right away. So those two things just kind of drew me in. And
so if you're a member, you become part of a healthcare pool?
If you want to, yeah, absolutely.
And it gives you a more affordable way to get health insurance.
Yes.
Gives you some options for a small business, yeah. And because of the amount of members we have, we went with that option, you know. So it wasn't just something they offer, but really wasn't competitive. It worked for us, and it really introduced me to the chamber on that level. So that was a big benefit for us.
Another benefit is always networking in a chamber, but networking doesn't start or stop with one event. Ashley, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you think a person needs to do or business needs to do in order to network.
I've seen people come and attend events, but it's really on you to be active and interactive with people. It's like you can come, show up, but it's not going to do you any good unless you're like actively reaching out and searching out other people to connect with, telling them what your business is, how figuring out what their business is, and how you both can interact. So I would say consistency in coming to events, but also putting yourself out there. It's very important.
Social media?
We love social media. We do a lot on Facebook right now to connect with community members. So with businesses, I can physically walk around town and get to know them, but to advertise for our events, we use social media a lot.
One thing we started in the last few years has been a trend in a lot of communities. When you do these events, we do pre-sale events. And doing pre-sale events, social media helps a lot. And it helps let other people see that people are signing up to go to an event. And that a lot of times draws people in because you know participation before it happens. And so we've done like a soup crawl where 60 days ahead of time we're advertising and we use social media and we pre-sell that event, and the day of it we know we're going to have 150 people show up and do this walking tour.
Terrific.
We get them into businesses. So, you know, we're trying to use the new things because young people, you know, I'm a little older naturally. I use Facebook probably more. She, you know, at her age, she uses Instagram. You know, so trying to find a way that both of those work and get
sure.
both those groups of people together is part of the way we're structuring these events.
You are listening to WDIY, and this is On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, and sitting with me today is Ashley Laura of the Emmaus Main Street Partners and Michael Irwin, the chair of the group. There are a lot of different businesses in the Emmaus area.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about some of the ones that we're not thinking about, maybe?
Sure. So there's a decent amount of eateries, restaurants. On the Triangle, that's kind of our central point of town. We have David's Italian Market. We have a Chinese restaurant, License to Grill. There's a coffee and bike shop. There's Indian. There's another coffee shop.
So there's a lot of ways to gain weight.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
But on the other side, we also have a lot of health-related businesses. So we have Vitality, their chiropractor. We have Alternative Healing Solutions, which we recently did a ribbon cutting for. They have Salt Cave, so that's a new thing, salt lamps and all their health benefits.
One side of the borough helps you gain weight. The other side helps you lose it.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
A few years ago, it was a lot of production, manufacturing in Emmaus, and as all that's changed, we went from the businesses that would be supported by manufacturing, which were family restaurants
right.
and smaller businesses. Now we've seen just a growth of service companies that come there. I know that was the ribbon cutting we just did for Altitude.
Altitude Marketing.
Altitude Marketing. Like she said, these health things. We've got a brand new CBD store that just opened up on the Triangle. We have Conversational Threads, which is an anomaly in the Valley. People go in there and knit, and they
knitting,
sell yarn.
Crocheting.
And yeah, there's crocheting groups, and it's a really thriving business. They just moved into an even bigger store, and that's really unique to the Valley.
You have bigger manufacturing companies in Emmaus also. Why do they build there? Why do they start there or continue their work?
Well, I think it's an attractive community for people to move to. So when they are trying to hire people, sometimes it's difficult to even move into Emmaus. I mean, it's real competitive to get a house there. It's a desirable community. It has great access to so many things in such a wide area with the big growth on the west end of Allentown and Lehigh Valley. So I think it's just an attractive place. Although we're running out of room, so and I know that just can't go on forever. You can't just keep building huge manufacturing facilities.
So you must work with economic development and planning. Do you have any issues coming up that you see on the horizon?
We don't get involved with a whole lot. We have a changing water sewer system in town that's going to be really costly for our town, and that is a big part of a lot of the conversation of how can we pay for this and still have the quality of life and those kind of things within our community.
How do you see Emmaus evolving in the next 10 years?
It's funny you specifically say 10 years. The Borough Planning Commission has put together a separate ad hoc committee filled with community members, business leaders, and everyone in between, specifically looking at what they want the borough to look like in the next 10 years. So, I mean, some businesses coming in right now, Chestnut Ridge at Rodale, Phoebe is bringing in a new retirement home, so that's going to bring in a lot more people, I mean, elderly people living there, but also businesses. There's a whole kerfuffle about Wawa moving in near the high school, so that'll be something changing the demographics, changing the geographic outlook of the community. But it's interesting to hear the committee reflect on what they want it to look like. They want it to be more walkable. They want it to be friendly, hometown, your typical comfortable community.
You have a lot of historic buildings in the Emmaus area, and you have a lot of people who are taking the outside of the buildings and recreating them into new buildings. How important is that to Emmaus?
If you want to reuse things, you need to have growth from the borough to help you do that. And with the help of the borough, we've changed some parking regulations downtown that allow a business that might not have been able to open up downtown now function there. We've also have a couple factories that have closed down. We had EFM, which was a big furnace manufacturer at the end of town. They have a three-story building, 20,000 square foot that used to manufacture and now is attracting local businesses into it. Another business right next to it, I believe, is going to do some kind of manufacturing for one of the breweries. It won't be a pub that you go into, but it's a repurpose of an old factory. And it is the city being somewhat flexible and encouraging to bring people in and try to preserve some of that and be new at the same time.
Now, you do have some breweries out there.
Yes, we do.
And they're pretty popular.
We have Funk, which has really put their name out there and is a really good draw for our community. Everybody's heard of Funk. And then community-wise, we have Yergi, who opened his brewery 3 years ago. He is also there's a distillery on the same property, Triple Sun Spirits. And so they're all walking distance to a number of restaurants, a place where you can park, go out to eat,
even
spend some time.
Go to a brewery and then take it to the Emmaus Cedar on nights that they have BYOB. A good partnership there to connect with the younger crowd.
That brings us into tourism. So if I'm in Bethlehem, I might be wondering, what's something I can do that's different? Why would I think about Emmaus?
For specific shopping things, we have the Run-In, which is one of the Valley's most popular shoe stores. We have License to Grill that's opened a restaurant. We have awesome nightlife as far as spending time at Funk, going to Yergi's, being able to carry a to-go cup up to the theater and watch a movie is mm-hmm. kind of a unique experience. So those type of things at least give you more than one thing to do once you park. And we feel that's really important to get somebody to stay. You know, you can park really far out in a mall parking lot and it doesn't bother you, but if someone's going to park and do one thing and have to walk 100 yards in a small town, it's almost a mental stop for them. So when you think, oh, I can stop at Run-In, and while we're there, go over and have one of these amazing burgers at License to Grill right there, it gets people to come down. And that's how we feel like we're attracting people, is it's more than one thing to stop for. It's so walkable in that way. And we're really unique also to have this triangle down there, which is a great little park right in the middle of whatever's going on with the traffic going by. And it creates an excitement. You know, you drive through Emmaus and you see things happening in the triangle, and it makes you want to stop and participate. So.
And not even just that small business district by the triangle, but over on the other side of Cedar Crest, Chestnut Street, there are two strip malls, and House and Barn is down there. There's just tons of places to eat and walk around. There are retail spots, but there's also like a yoga studio, dance studio.
We have a bartending school down there.
Yes, we have bartending school. Lehigh Fine Foods is coming in. Right. So there's really just a lot of growth that's happening on both ends of town.
You've both lived at other places or visited other places. What do you think are the hidden gems? What are the things that people don't know about in Emmaus?
Emmaus has a lot of parks, and I think a lot of people don't know that. I play frisbee golf at Bicentennial Park on the south side, and I think our proximity is another big draw, because it's so easy to get there that when you think about going out for the night, it's not about going downtown in Allentown or going all the way to Easton where they've got so much going on the triangle. It really feels like there's a lot going on right in such a small community that you can be in and out of so quickly. We have Community Park where we have bands.
Yeah, the Emmaus Recreation and Entertainment Commission Sunday evenings has bands there, and that draws a huge crowd from my understanding. So there's just tons of different groups that make things happen in Emmaus.
Let's talk about some of the big events you have there.
Farewell to Summer Festival, it's happening Saturday, September 21st. It's really just a way for the community to get together, get into our different businesses, but get together on Triangle. We'll hear music. We have Cunningham and Associates. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be craft vendors. We're doing this in partnership with the Emmaus Heritage Alliance and their festival. That's just another group who's trying to bring attention and awareness to Emmaus, like the many other groups. We're really excited for that. It's 11 to 4. It's going to be a mix of family-friendly events and then after party at Yergi Brewing for their third-year anniversary. So really just trying to appeal to all different audiences and ages.
Is it free to attend?
It's free to attend, yes.
Christmas time, holiday time.
Yes, there's the annual Old Fashioned Christmas. It's the first Saturday in December. We'll do the tree lighting ceremony, and that's kind of the culmination of the event. But there's also Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll do trolley rides. There's, again, some craft vendors.
Usually a seasonal movie going on, so that when families come down, you know, we really want families. We really want the whole group to come down. Old Fashioned Christmas is really big. Before that, Emmaus has an amazing Halloween celebration. We do our Halloween parade throughout town. It's like a 4-mile parade route with the streets line the entire route that ends right in the downtown triangle.
How many floats do you have?
It was incredible. You know, it had grassroots floats where someone could be pulling a wagon they decorated to a small business that, you know, really went above and beyond and have been working all year to put these floats together. And the participation is awesome because there's no real payback except for being involved.
You have one person who's actually been participating in the parade for 50 years?
Yeah,
so we have a board member, Dale, who I guess 50 years ago with his kids entered into the parade. And they won.
In their family class, they won first prize 50 years ago. And he's a board member that's just been continuously serving and helping with our golf tournament. He's on Old Fashioned
Christmas.
He's, you know, it just helps with so many things. And to see how long that these things have been going on with the same people working and putting this together and just making it every year, it's more and more grand, you know.
Mm-hmm. And when will that occur this year?
Third weekend in October, I believe.
But you have a website that we can check?
Yep. You can check the borough website. It'll be listed on there.
We'll make sure that we know when to come and put on our costumes.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, that is interesting. Everybody lining the streets is in costumes, too. I mean, it's...
Yeah, they're there for a good time.
Well, thank you very much for coming today.
Thanks so much for having us.
We enjoyed learning more about Emmaus. And once again, if you want to learn more about the events that are going on, you have a website, you have all the typical social media.
Yep.
There's a lot of things to do there and a lot of exciting businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. More coming in all the time. You know, we really want to push community. You know, we want people to live there and visit there, you know.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to On Every Main Street with representatives from the Borough of Emmaus. Thank you, Ashley, and thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm Greg
so
Caponia, and you are listening to WDIY.